Spuds.
Mm-hmm. What about yam?
Yam? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard them call that too.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm, same thing.
Yeah. Did you ever grow these little vegetables that are kind of small and red colored and hard, kind of got a hot taste to them?
That's peppers.
Peppers or radish?
Radishes, mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew them.
Grew those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like them?
No, I don't care much for them. Somebody sent me some this year and I couldn't eat them. I can't, don't like nothing that's hot much.
Those are kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
Do people around here grow these great big orange things you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
A pumpkin?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I used to have them all on the fence and they were out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you can make pumpkin pies. And
I like that.
And out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing, they call it a potato that grows on a vine.
Hmm.
It's on the order of a pumpkin like.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it ain't a pumpkin.
Hmm.
And Estelle has, I guess, still got some of them. She makes pies out of them and brings me a pie every once in a while. If we did, has, well, she hadn't done it right lately.
Yes, ma'am.
But she has done it. And as good as any potato pie you ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them potato on the vine.
Potato on the vine?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
And a lot of people grow them around here for instead of sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow, I had some of them out here one time, but I didn't have very good luck with mine. The grass got a hold of mine too bad. And I couldn't get around enough to tend to them like I ought to.
Mm-hmm.
But I had several. They grow about that big.
About what?
Just about that big.
6-8 inches
uh-huh.
long?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But one will make 2 pies.
Mm-hmm. They taste just like regular potato?
Mm-hmm. Potato.
Mm. Yeah. Did you ever hear of any kind of bush growing around here? Got these red berries on it called a sumac or shumac?
Shumac.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what now? What, yeah, shumac. Uh-huh. Some people make jelly out of them, don't they?
Really? I was just going to ask you if it was good for anything.
Well, I think that some people make jelly out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. I never did do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that they did.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Now, I had a first cousin that made some last year, a pink grenade out of them, and he brought me a jar of it last fall. See, I can't eat no sweets.
Oh.
And he said, he brought me 2 jars of jelly, and one of them was shumac jelly. He says, it's delicious. Says, I just wanted you to have some of it so bad.
Hmm.
So I carried it on to Greenwood, and Eloise ate it all up. She said it was just fine as sherry. Sure.
No. Is it sweet taste then?
She said it was.
Pretty sweet, yeah.
It was jelly. She said it was pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I never had, I'd heard you could make jelly out of it, but I never had seen it done before.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm. Do y'all have this vine around here that, you know, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out?
Oh, the old poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
Old poison vine. Poison ivory, they call it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's bad. It's all around here.
You ever got into that?
Yeah, I've got into that and had to go to the doctor and pay a bill for it.
You got a bad case of it.
Mm-hmm. You had to give me a shot.
Oh.
No, I don't. I don't want to get into that no more. And I've been bragging, too. What I'm telling you is I didn't have, poison oak didn't break out on me. So some people, you know,